welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Alfred's New Audience, an original story written for you by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Faye and Autumn Bowman and their family in Eugene, Oregon, Malin and Coralyn and their family, Calder and his family in Rockport, Maine, Grace, Olive, and Clementine and their family in Montgomery, Texas, Tommy and Kit and their family in Portland, Oregon, and Allison and Nathan and their family in Newton, Massachusetts. Thank you so much, Nathan, Allison, Kit, Tommy, Clementine, Olive, Grace, Calder, Coralyn, Malin, Autumn, and Faye. You are what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun new stories for our listeners. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free, head over to patreon.com/stories and join for just $1 a month. If you'd like access to all of our ebooks or to receive a thank you in a future episode, that's also available at patreon.com/stories. We have new Stories Podcast face masks available. Check those out, plus all of our other merch at storiespodcast.com/shop. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Alfred's New Audience. Once upon a time, an old man named Alfred was trying to play the piano. But it wasn't going well. Truly, though, it wasn't any fault of Alfred's. He had practiced for decades and was as fine a piano player as you could wish for. No, the problem came from his new apartment. You see, his two children had grown and moved away for jobs and school in the city, and his husband John had passed away a few years back. It was only Alfred left, and his old house felt far too empty. When he walked around, he felt like he had when he was a little boy wearing his father's shirt. It was just too big and not quite right. He figured a small apartment, big enough for his piano, of course, would do just the trick. So he found one, sold his big old house, and moved. The apartment was fine, just exactly what he'd wanted, but what he didn't count on were the upstairs neighbors. The neighbors. They were a young couple and nice enough. Honestly, for the first few months, Alfred didn't really think about them at all. He would sit at his piano in the evenings, as he loved to do, and play his music. He played tinkly songs that sounded like this. He played sad songs that sounded like this. And occasionally, even though he had long since grown up and had a family of his own now, Alfred even played his son Marlin's favorite lullaby. Alfred played every night, his wrinkled fingers dancing across the keys, but he found it wasn't as fun as it used to be. For years, he had a captive audience every night. His husband loved to listen to him play, and the kids did too, even though they would have the most ridiculous requests. His daughter Bernadette never tired of songs from The Muppet Show or The Little Mermaid, and could sing every character's part in every single song from Les Miserables. Marlin howled with laughter whenever Alfred played old disco songs, and John would sing along to the Bee Gees or Donna Summer in a crackling falsetto. And of course, when he couldn't sleep, Marlin would ask for the lullaby. Alfred sighed. He missed those days. He still loved to play, and it wasn't like he hated playing for himself, but he had always thought that music was meant to be shared. Of course, when you had no one to share it with, music could also be excellent company. Unlike the upstairs neighbors. Oh, the neighbors! You see, after those first few quiet months, something had happened. And since Alfred never really saw them, just heard them through the thin apartment walls, he was totally unprepared for the arrival of their new baby. Their loud new baby. Alfred had never been the biggest fan of newborns. His own kids had been adopted when they were a little older, and they had never been much for crying. The upstairs baby, though? Crying seemed to be just about his favorite thing in the world. No sooner would Alfred sit down to relax when, from upstairs, echoing effortlessly through the thin walls, the baby would start to wail. And wail. And wail. He would bellow at breakfast. He would shriek like a loon at lunch. There was forever a din at dinner and even disaster at dessert. All of that was bad enough, but Alfred found he could turn the radio up and drown it out. But then, after a few months, a baby bedtime schedule started to happen. Like clockwork, the new parents would lay the baby down to sleep around 7 at night, also known as Alfred's piano time. The first night it happened, Alfred sat down at his big piano with a smile. The white keys had gone just a little sallow with age, but then again, so had he. The old man shuffled his sheet music, wiggled his fingers, took a deep breath, and then started to play. Sudden and startling as a shot came the splitting cry of a baby who didn't want to go to bed. The piano music faltered and crashed to a halt, and old Alfred threw up his hands. "Come on," he said to himself. "You already cry all day. Now you have to cry during my piano time, too?" Alfred stomped away from his piano. It was bad enough that he had no one to play for. Now he couldn't even play for himself. The baby kept crying, and he could hear the parents trying and failing to get it to go to sleep. "Well, whatever," he muttered. "Cry it all out. I'll play tomorrow." He threw up his hands and went to bed early, with earplugs. The next day went pretty much the same. Alfred turned his radio up to deal with the crying and mostly managed to go about his day. He knew the parents were probably doing their best to keep the baby quiet, and of course they were probably starved for sleep themselves, but he didn't like how it had become his problem. To stay sane, he went on a long walk to the park and fed some ducks, then stopped at his favorite deli on the way home. Packed full of sandwich and pickles, he sat down at the piano that night with silence in the air and a smile on his lips. "What do we play tonight?" he said to himself, shuffling papers. "Something slow, something fast, something a little jazzy. Oh, I know." "Oh, come on," he said, burying his head in his hands. "Not again." But it was happening again, and again, and again. The baby would wail and cry at bedtime, and Alfred would quit his playing. Some people would have gotten used to it, but to Alfred, not being able to play piano before bed was like not having dinner. It just left him a little empty, a little hungry, and all kinds of surly. After a week of the baby having a bedtime, Alfred was ready to lose it. He turned his radio all the way up to drown out the crying, but it didn't work. Alfred suspected that the baby was crying louder just to spite him. Of course, he knew the thought was ridiculous, but He suspected it all the same. The baby went blessedly quiet around dinner time, but when Alfred sat down at the piano to play, the crying started before he had even touched the keys. "That does it," he said, slamming out a chord. "I won't be letting a baby take away my favorite time, my special time." He started to play regardless, a calming, soul-soothing melody to take his edge off. The baby kept on wailing, and Alfred just played a little louder. "You think you can ruin my day?" he said, a little crazed. "No, you can't ruin Alfred's day." He started to play harder now, hitting the keys with gusto and verve. The music came out in a wild, frantic wail. But still, it was drowned out by the baby crying above. "You think you're loud? I'll show you loud!" He slammed the old keys with his old fingers, and the notes seemed to shake the piano with their power. Alfred rocked back and forth, hammering out something loud and clangy and rollicking. The crying, somehow, impossibly, got even louder. "Sleep," he said. "Come on, you gotta sleep." A memory swam into his mind, like a fish up from the depths. He was walking back and forth in the living room of the old house, his young son Marlin on his shoulder, fussing and crying. "Sleep," he said. "Come on, you gotta sleep." He laid his son down on the couch. He was getting too big to carry for long. "Will you play me a song?" Marlin asked. "Just one?" Alfred looked at him and then smiled in spite of himself. He loved to play for people, and Marlin knew it. "Okay, but just one." Alfred sat at his piano and began to play. It wasn't anything he had ever played before or even heard before. It was just a little something to make his son happy. And by the time he had finished, the boy was snoring softly behind him. Alfred snapped back to the present. What was he doing? Was he really slamming on his piano, having a battle of noise with a baby? His hands changed on their own accord. Before he knew it, Alfred wasn't hammering the keys. He was playing a lullaby, the one he had first played for his son all those years ago. It came as easy as always, and it felt right. His fingers plinked across the keys like he was greeting an old friend. The lullaby swam up out of the piano and through the thin walls, and then, like a miracle, the crying started to fade. Alfred kept on, playing his son's lullaby for a new audience and finding it just as pleasant as ever. Soon, the baby wasn't crying at all. The lullaby had done its job. The baby was asleep and Alfred was smiling, tears standing on his cheeks while he played, soft and quiet. Long into the night. And from then on, that was their routine. Every night around bedtime, the baby would cry, and every night around bedtime, old Alfred would take the stage. He'd play Marlin's lullaby, and the baby would fall asleep, sweet and quiet. The parents went out of their way to thank him with tears in their eyes, happy to get back to sleeping normally, and would even sometimes cook him dinner for his help. But Alfred, honestly, he was just happy to have an audience again. The end. Today's story, Alfred's New Audience, was an original story written for you by Daniel Hines and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. with original music also by me. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and more at patreon.com/stories, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.